He grimaced while he continued gazing out his office window across the sunlit roofs of Sidar to the dark blue, sparkling waters of North Bedard Bay. North Bedard Bay, normally called simply North Bay, to distinguish it from the even broader waters of Bedard Bay proper to the south, was over 200 miles wide, and the passage between the two bodies of water was little more than 30 miles across. The shipping channels were even narrower than that, and the Republic, at enormous expense, had built Castle Rock Island and the powerfully gunned fortifications on it in the shoal waters between the two main channels where they approached one another most closely. In many ways, Castle Rock was the Republic's Lock Island, although neither lobe of Bedard Bay had ever been as critical to the Republic's development as Howell Bay had been to that of Karras. It still made Sidar a remarkably secure harbor, however. Piracy had never been much of a problem here, and the waterfront and warehouse district were usually bustling hives of almost Carisian-like activity. And, as one of the premier ports of West Haven, Sidar was also home to one of the largest communities of Carisians outside the kingdom itself. All of which had made the city a prey to conflicting, dangerous tides of public opinion ever since the conflict between Karras and her enemies had exploded into open warfare. Tension had run high enough when everyone had been busy trying to pretend the Knights of the Temple Lands and the Council of Vicars, or at least the Group of Four, were two separate entities. Since Archbishop Michael's denunciatory letter had arrived in Zion, and so far as Sir Regis could tell, every port city on safehold simultaneously, that pretense had been stripped away like the frail mask it was, and the level of tension in the Republic had soared accordingly.
"Even people who don't like the Group of Four are worried as hell," Dragoner thought. "And it's a lot worse than that where the hardline Temple Loyalists are concerned. The only good thing is that the more extreme Loyalists had already made themselves thoroughly unpopular with the Sidomarchians before this whole mess ever blew up. Unfortunately, there's no way this is going to get any way but worse. What in God's name did Caleb and Stainer think they were doing?"
His grimace deepened as he faced an unpalatable truth. Despite his own reservations about the Group of Four, his own certainty that whatever else they might represent, it wasn't God's will, Sir Regis Dragoner was one of the Carisians who was horrified by the sudden open schism between Telesburg and the Temple. Conflicting loyalties pulled him in two different directions, and he found himself hoping and praying regularly that somehow the inevitable confrontation between the kingdom he loved and the church he revered might somehow be averted.
"But it's not going to be," he thought sadly. "Not with the lunatics on both sides pushing so hard. Still," he admitted almost grudgingly, "I suppose it's hard to blame Caleb, given what the Group of Four tried to do. And whatever else I may think of Stainer's letter, he's right about the abuses and corruption in the church. But surely there has to be a better way to reform those abuses. Mother Church has ministered to men's souls ever since the creation itself. Can't anyone see where splitting the church is bound to lead?"
It was a question which had a certain burning significance for him in more than one way. Like himself, the entire Carisian community here in Sidar found itself split between enthusiastic supporters of what were already being called the Church of Karras and the Temple Loyalists. He suspected that Sidar's distance from Telesburg had a great deal to do with the nature of the division here. Unless he was sadly mistaken, the Loyalists constituted only a relatively tiny minority of the kingdom's home population, whereas they constituted at least half of the Carisians living here in Sidar.
"Unfortunately, most Sidomarchians don't seem able to distinguish between one group of Carisians and another one," he reflected glumly. "What's worse, I'm not sure the church can either. It's bad enough that Carisians, even individual families, are split and divided, that the division is turning into anger, even hatred, between people who used to be friends, between brothers, between parents and children. But if those who want to remain loyal to the church find themselves lumped in with the church's enemies by the group of four, any possibility of reconciliation is going right down the toilet. And then what do I do?
He had no answer for that question. No answer besides the oaths of loyalty he'd sworn, the duties he'd agreed to accept when he became King Harald's ambassador to Lord Protector Gregor.